Hello and welcome to another episode of Kiss Dog Training Dog Podcast. Today, Mike's talking about your dog and dog parks and doggy daycares. Stay tuned.
Well, hello, we're back. It's Mike with Kiss Dog Training, and today's topic is going to be very encompassing. We're going to talk about doggy daycare, and we're going to talk about dog parks kind of as a generalized topic, okay? So understand that this is going to be very general, but it's going to give you some basic rules and some of the things to think about, okay? Personality of animals or dogs or people or whatever are always going to fall on a continuum. So you might have really shy people at this end of the spectrum. You might have, you know, really gregarious extroverts over on this end of the spectrum, and you're going to have the people right in the middle, okay? The most important thing to remember is that I would say dogs who thrive in a doggy daycare or dog park setting are the exception, not the rule, okay? So when you get a dog and you immediately think the first thing I need to do is take my dog to the dog park, or I need to take my dog to doggy daycare, I think you need to realize that it needs to be something that the dog learns to do and they learn to enjoy. This will kind of bring us to the next, you know, I guess topic, which is the idea of, you know, the counter conditioning model or the flooding model. A lot of people thinking that they're going to condition their dog to a trigger or an experience or an environment or whatever positively will end up kind of throwing their dogs to the wolves. Pardon the pun. That being said, if you go slowly, if you vet the doggy daycare, if you vet the dog park, if you know your dog's ability and what they can handle and what they can't handle, I think you stand a good chance. So let me go back to one of the things I just talked about, which was vetting the doggy daycare. How many of you have ever actually called the doggy daycare and, number one, asked to do a tour? Number two, ask questions like, how many dogs are in the play group at once? Do you separate by size, age, temperament? What happens when my dog does something that they shouldn't? You know, what is the consequence? Is there a consequence? You know, these are all questions that should be asked before you ever take a dog to a doggy daycare, okay? And you should always be able to do a tour of a facility. If they can't, I think that's kind of a red flag. But if you've got a shy dog, a fearful dog, a reactive dog, and you decide, I'm going to go ahead and do doggy daycare, let's say, or, you know, for that matter, dog park, without letting those around you know what's going on, it's not the dog's fault that the dog's going to fail. It's your fault. I think it's important to only put dogs in situations that they can handle and they can succeed in. Because if you don't, you're going to put the dog in a situation where they're just practicing bad behavior. Okay? So if you know your dog's got issues, you need to be upfront with the doggy daycare. You probably need to be in training so that you can try to be improving these situations. And you should probably think once, twice, three times before you go to a dog park. Now, there are places I know here in Kansas City of at least two where there is a quarter acre, half acre area where you can rent it by the hour, and there are no other dogs, and you can let your dogs run. But a lot of people will, well, let's put it this way. My favorite statements is, if you have to put the word hope at the front of the sentence, you're doing it wrong. So if you find yourself saying, hey, all my friends are going to the dog park this week, I'm going to go ahead and take Fido with me, and I hope everything goes well. Well, you already know that there's a good possibility that's not. Okay, that's where you need to get help. You know, it's like I said, you know, I mean, I think a lot of people have it in their brain that all dogs love dog parks and doggy daycare. And that's just not the case. I mean, some do, some don't. There are going to be people out in the world who want to party till 3 o'clock in the morning and go to the bars. And then there's going to be other folks who would rather have a bubble bath, a glass of wine, and be left alone on Saturday night. So let's not throw dogs into one category. Now, if you are one of those people who has a dog like this, you know, be careful about trying to bang a square peg in a round hole. Okay, you're setting your dog up for failure. It may work once or twice, but then they're going to become so overstimulated that they're going to get in a dog fight. And let's face it, if your dog starts the dog fight at a dog park or at a doggy daycare, you're going to be legally liable. And that's the last thing you want. That gets homeowners insurance involved. That gets the dog, you know, dog park, the city involved. It gets the owner of the doggy daycare involved. I don't know how many times I get, you know, phone calls saying, hey, my dog was kicked out of doggy daycare. I want to hire you to make my dog like doggy daycare. And really, we end up having this conversation where, well, maybe your dog's just not that kind of dog. You might be better with, you know, getting a treadmill, working on, you know, swimming with your dog. I mean, there's tons of different things that we can do. It could be interactive feeding toys. It could be enrichment of their environment. It can be starting at ground zero and trying to build a rock solid leave it command to where when you're on a leash, the dog won't react. But none of that guarantees that doggy daycare and dog parks are going to be what your dog needs, wants, or likes. Okay. Now, there are people that work 5 days a week and have a high drive or high energy dog, and they take the dog to doggy daycare so that the dog gets some exercise. And I think that doggy daycares and dog parks, sometimes for those adolescent dogs that are 6 months to 2 years of age and just completely crazy, can be a big help if the dog enjoys them. But if the dog starts getting in trouble and overstimulating and getting into arguments and getting into fights or has bad play style, okay? So up until this point, we're talking about whether the dog likes it or not. Let's look at it from a totally different perspective. What if the dog loves it, but has no impulse control and no frustration tolerance and is overplaying every single dog that they encounter? I know that my pit bull is one of those dogs who, for the first 15 minutes, she is up in every dog's face, grill. I mean, she loves it, but we have to make sure that she gets to play with just those dogs that are going to be similar play styles. So one of the things, okay, let's kind of back up again. If you're going to a doggy daycare, one of the things I love to hear is, okay, yeah, we do separate by size, by age, by temperament, and we'll make sure that we don't have a 9-month-old pit bull with a 7-year-old German Shepherd. Okay, those two ages, breeds, play styles are probably not going to be great. I also want to hear things like, well, yeah, we don't put little dogs with big dogs because the last thing I want to see is a dachshund playing with a Great Dane, okay, just because of the back injury that could happen. So, you know, this is definitely kind of one of those topics that there is no right answer, but your answers become so much closer to right if you do the legwork and the homework. If you interview 5 or 6 doggy daycares, if you interview 5 or 6 trainers, you know, if you mash up with the person you jive with best. Me personally, you know, you've heard me say this before, I'm going to focus more on teaching the dog what I want and rewarding the snot out of it than I am going to be waiting for the dog to make a mistake and then trying to correct it.
If you love the topics you've been listening to, remember, Mike has written tons of books on dog training, and all are available on Amazon.com. Just search the name Mike Deathe, DEATHE. They are available in audiobooks, ebooks, and in print. Keep It Simple, Stupid Dog Training, KISS Dog Training for short, has been helping owners understand their dogs since 2010. We specialize in complex cases such as reactivity, aggression, anxiety, and fear. We offer in-home sessions in and around the Kansas City metro and virtual consulting for those outside that area. We are the dog trainers that focus on training owners, not dogs, emphasizing rewarding what you want and redirecting destructive behaviors into good ones. You can call us at 913-269-7595 or email at info@kissdogtraining.com for more information and help.
Hey, Mike's coming back now, and he's going to talk more about your dog at dog parks and doggy daycare. Here's Mike.
So as you can tell, this topic bounces all over the place, not to mention that we are discussing doggy daycares and dog parks, which are two totally different things. I'm kind of generalizing the topics right now just so that people hopefully will make better decisions for their dogs when they make a choice and how they handle it. You know, it's not to say that doggy daycare or dog parks are good or bad, but let's look at doggy daycare specifically. They're only as good as the dogs in the dog park. So if you've got somebody in there who knows they have a reactive dog and the trainer told them to counter condition and make sure the experiencing of the dogs is positive, and the client missed the conversation on make sure it's at a distance, you know, that the dog can handle, the dog is, you know, not overstimulated. A lot of times they just automatically assume, let's just throw the dog in and that'll be a positive experience. If you've got a couple of those dogs in a dog park, the entire dog park is going to fall apart. If it's one of these dog parks where, you know, it might have a bar or a restaurant attached to it, and you're going to show up and toss your dog in the dog park and then go inside to the bar and the restaurant, leave your dog outside unattended, I don't think that's the best idea either. I think that owners should always be within eyesight and earshot of their dogs. I don't think you should helicopter your dog, but I think you should be prepared to help manage your dog in those situations. Doggy daycare, it may be that it's one of them that will put 25 or 30 dogs with three or four you know, dog tenders that are around, and that's enough to manage it, but it's too overstimulating for your dog. You may need to find a doggy daycare where, hey, we have play groups of 6 to 8 dogs and they rotate in and out, you know, 6 or 8 times a day, where it's going to be a little bit more laid back and they give them time to calm down and then give them time to play. These are all different scenarios. I guess really what I'm trying to say with this entire video or podcast, however you're getting this information, is doggy daycare and dog parks should not be a snap decision. I always talk about the training trinity, which is the veterinarian, the trainer, and the client. I think you need to get the opinion of your trainer. If you don't have a trainer, I think you probably ought to have somebody on speed dial where you can call and ask questions. And your veterinarian will be more than happy to help you with this. If they're not, it may not be the best veterinarian to be going to. Same with a trainer. If they're not willing to talk to you, may not be a good choice. But if you can find that support system of a good trainer and a good veterinarian and a good doggy daycare, your dog is going to be so much further along than most of the dogs I encounter, you know, throughout my business. So it is not a situation where I think doggy daycares and dog parks are bad. I think for the right dog, they're perfect. But remember what I said at the beginning of this. Dogs that love dog parks, doggy daycares, can get along with everybody, are the exception, they're not the rule. I think too many people assume that every dog loves every other dog. That's just not the way the world works. Stop and think about people. If you were forced to go to work with people that you disliked or couldn't handle every single day, eventually there would be confrontation. You have to be around people that you know you like and that you enjoy being around. So if you've got questions, obviously get hold of us. You can get hold of us through the website, through social media. It's kissdogtraining.com. We'd be more than happy to try to help you out any way we can.